Why does this happen when the birth of a boy is celebration and a girl is far from being dead? To speak bluntly, the message formed by society, and this is what people really think. No matter what they say, dead, if you have two sons, you have two eyes. If you have one son, you are blind in one eye. And if you have two daughters, you are completely blind. It was 30 years ago. Mother wanted to get abortion. No more babies. There was a boy, one of the family. She made appointment to do abortion. But life is full of miracles. Night before, to visit doctor, the dream of thing. Little girl from the store is shaking hands to her. Decision change. The nurse took the girl and imagine what? 5K baby wrapped up in white clothes and that's how I came into the world. There was a protest, I was born after 10 months. Till then I'm fighting to break stereotypes. I'm not a boy but I'm taking care of my family and of course now my mom is proud of me. You must be thinking that I'm grumbling about my mean of family, but it does not bother me at all. I know I'm capable of doing everything and it's just fabulous. I love being a woman. I love being a woman rights activist and lead of numerous actions carried out for the protection of women's rights in education and social field. Always I wanted somehow to support young women and girls, so I founded the NGO Helping Hand. Since then I'm regularly initiated campaign to fight gender-based violence and to empower young women and girls through active involvement in public life. I'm very proud that of my effort to establish Club of Young Women Leaders and working with young women and girls living in conflict-affected region. Yes, it is crucial to increase the level of leadership of young women and provide them opportunity to gain experience, knowledge, to share their skill with others. Working with young women and girls in Georgia makes me to ensure that we, as a woman, are able to have a voice. I love being a woman. I love to support young women and girls. I believe because we are women, we can make a huge difference in our communities. Thanks, Mom, for having me.